Gator. In the gardens of New York, for instance, or cantering down the highway at 27 kilometres per hour, sharpening their teeth. I have seen them. 360 kilos if they're a gram, sunning their albino skin among the flowers. I have watched them rake and sow outside gazebos, fertilising the fruitcake earth, digging in. At night they tend the sewers. Many have opened restaurants near their nests. Fine chefs too they are, known especially for their baking. Brioche au sucre, tantalising tartelettes, delivered to your table with a capacious grin. No one makes a pecan pie quite the way they do, spreading them out for the young to crack on through at hatching time. A tour guide in the Everglades told me how he'd come across them one night, a large group near the river. At first he thought it was an elaborate courtship display or a ritualized battle. It soon became clear, though, that this was some form of circus. He recalled them clambering onto each other's backs until they formed a primitive pyramid. It's only a matter of time before they try the high wire, he said. Watch out then.